Okay, if you just joined us, thank you for participating in this month's Member Solutions teleconference. My name is Melody Schumann, and the topic for discussion today is your questions answered about the new year. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. The first portion of the teleconference is going to be lecture, in lecture mode, I guess I should say. And then the second portion of the teleconference, I'm going to open it up so that you can ask any kind of questions you have regarding the questions that we're covering today, or, of course, any questions you have for that matter. While we're waiting for other people to dial in, a couple of announcements that I always like to cover is don't forget to book your 20-minute consultations through Member Solutions. This is a free service provided to you by Member Solutions. You can contact and speak to any one of Member Solutions' senior consultants, including myself, for 20 minutes. We cover all kinds of topics and questions that you have, whether it's marketing, staff training, statistics, teaching children, drills, and so forth. Even if you don't have any specific kind of question, but you want to book a consultation just so that you can synergize and network and maybe find out what we're doing in our schools, it's always very beneficial for you. So I highly recommend that if you haven't booked a 20-minute consultation before or it's been a long time since you've spoken to one of the Member Solutions consultants, I recommend you do so. Now is the best time to do those consultations with the new year coming around. There's all kinds of new innovations and new ideas floating around in the industry. And at the same time, we also understand, especially me as a martial arts school owner, all of the different duties and responsibilities you have going on. Sometimes it really helps just to call another school owner and network and chat and find out what we're doing. And it really helps you keep everything organized. And it can also help you keep yourself accountable for all your goals that you set for the 2007 calendar year. One other thing that I like to bring up is don't forget that Member Solutions has launched its new reward store. There's great products and specials that can help improve or make a bigger impact on your curriculums in 2007. If you haven't had an opportunity to check it out, I highly recommend that you do so. Of course, keep in mind there's so many different ways that you can earn special rewards so that you can receive special discounts on all the products that they have in the reward store. So we're going to go ahead and begin here. So again, I'd like to remind everybody to go ahead and mute their phone. Joanne, whenever you're ready to put the teleconference into lecture mode and also begin the recording, we're going to get started. Okay, this month's topic is your questions answered about the new year. Thank you, Member Solutions clients, for those who put in their questions for this teleconference. I like to really deliver you information that you want to hear, not just information that I just kind of assume that you want to hear. So it's really good to receive your specific questions, and it's great to be able to answer your questions, not only in a report format, but also cover them in this teleconference as well. That way everybody else has an opportunity to hear what other people are looking for. So let's go ahead and just get started right away on these top five questions. First question is, what is the number one thing that you wish you had done this year that you would definitely do in 2007? Well, I'm going to tell you what. In 2007, the number one thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to initiate a much bigger price increase of $25 more per month across the board for our age-appropriate programs as compared to the $10 per month price increase that I did in 2006. Let me tell you a couple of reasons why I'm going to do that. Well, for starters, when we implemented the $10 price increase for new members, nobody really flinched. So that tells me that I should have went a little bit higher. Number two, if I want to reach my financial goals, I need to consistently increase my prices. And in order to do that, I also want to know what my worth is. Now, this is one report that I am covering with my Schumann Concept members in this month's report, but I'm going to kind of give you a brief overview of what I'm talking about. Really what you want to do is you want to know what your services are actually worth per student. There's a formula that you can figure out which includes listing out all of your expenses that you have each month plus listing out your ideal salary. On top of that, after you add your expenses to your ideal salary, what you want to do is you want to figure in your profit goals too. So say, for example, at On the Mat Martial Arts here in St. Petersburg, I want to have a 15% profit margin in addition to my personal salary, my payroll, and all of my expenses. That comes out with this total figure. Then what you want to do is you want to divide that total figure by the maximum amount of students that you want to work with within that expense range. You divide that number, and then that's what your per student worth is. Well, when I did that math, my per student worth came out to be $136 per month per student for the maximum amount of students that I want to work with. Right now, our beginner program is only $109 per month. So it makes sense to me that I'm going to immediately initiate a $25 per month price increase so that I can hit my financial goals and be where I want to be. If you don't have goals and you really don't know where your school is going, and it makes it very hard to believe in your price increase. So therefore, I suggest set some goals for where you want to be financially. Then you can figure out how much you should be charging per student. That way, even if you can't make that dramatic increase in your prices, you can slowly work towards that goal. And that's really what's going to make your business successful. Now, if you need any more assistance or information regarding this particular question, again, that's where the 20-minute consultations come in handy. So if you like what I just had to say or you're interested in more information, make a little side note on your notepad right now to book a 20-minute consultation with me, and I'll be more than happy to take you step by step through those statistics to help you set your goals, and then also be more than happy to follow up with you and help you and hold you accountable for those particular goals that you set for yourself. That's one of the great services that Member Solutions does provide. Let's go ahead on to question number two. What is your number one goal for 2007? Well, my number one goal for 2007 is very simple. I want to double my total billing volume that I had from 2006. Now, you notice that I said my billing volume, not my bottom line. I always look at my bottom line as a number that's very, very tricky, because if you have a fantastic income generating event for one particular month, then your bottom line is going to be a lot higher. If you had a lot of pay in fulls for one particular month, then your bottom line is going to be a lot higher. And there's no consistency in that bottom line. Therefore, I look at my billing volume because I know that that is something that I can count on each month. So if I can double that, I know that my bottom line is going to be even higher. That's why I say double my billing volume. To do so, there's three things that I need to do. Number one, I have to increase my prices, which, of course, we just covered. Number two, I have to create even more aggressive marketing campaigns for 2007. And number three, I have to maintain my retention rate of 95% or better. This is a very, very important one because I did do a consultation last week with a Member Solutions client who said that they enrolled 92 people since September, but they also lost 40 people. So with that said, it can be very confusing for your staff and for yourself. So retention ratios are very, very important if you do want to double your billing volume. So I took it a step further in my report, and I'm going to cover how I'm going to accomplish my goal by doing those three things I just listed. Now, the first thing that I'm going to do in March of 2007 is we're going to host our school's two-year birthday party. That's like our open house. We did when we first grand opened our school. We called it our grand opening. And then when I started announcing our open house on our one-year anniversary, I started saying our one-year birthday. And it seemed to really get our students a little more excited and a little more motivated to participate. When I said we were celebrating our one-year birthday, we were going to have a huge On the Mat Martial Arts birthday party, the kids' faces lit up. I told them we were going to have a cake and balloons and prizes, and they were all very, very, very stoked. They wanted to come. They wanted to participate, and all the parents even said that they wouldn't miss it for anything. As opposed to me just saying, hey, we're going to have an open house, saying we were going to celebrate our birthday, I think had a lot more of a sentimental value to it. Therefore, that's why I say our two-year birthday party. But going along in the report, the party's organized just like an open house. We'll have sneak peek classes. We'll have one-day-only enrollment specials. We'll have demonstrations. We'll have food, entertainment, prizes, and we'll even have a parent orientation. This is a great opportunity for you to drive new members into your school. Also, it's a great opportunity for me to retain the students that I have because it has that family atmosphere. With that said, the $25 per month price increase that I was just mentioning will go into effect exactly 1 week after our two-year birthday party. That's going to give me an opportunity to, number one, have a really good call to action for students who still want to take advantage of our current prices. And even if they can't take advantage that day, it gives me another week to do some follow-up. It has a little bit of sense of urgency. And then the minute I do that $25 per month price increase, I'm sticking with it. I'm not going to haggle my prices. I'm going to put my foot down. So really what I want to do is make sure that I'm a little comfortable. I have enough students in my school to really cover my overhead. That way, when I do have my $25 per month price increase, I'm going to feel a lot more confident about my business and about my program, about my services. So I'm not going to flinch or hesitate when I have that drastic increase in prices. Going on to number three, we are going to put together four seasonal marketing campaigns this in 2007 compared to what we did in 2006. The four marketing campaigns are going to be, number one, the campaign that we used to build up our two-year birthday party. Number two, we're going to do a summer enrollment special. Number three, we're going to have a back-to-school special. And then number four, we're going to have a holiday special. Now, when I say specials, I do not mean discounts off of our per-month tuition. So once that $25 per month price increase goes into effect, that's what everybody's going to pay. When I'm talking about the summer enrollment special and the back-to-school special and holiday special, we're going to put together different packages that they're going to receive with their enrollment. For example, right now, for our enrollment down payment is your first month's tuition plus a $25 registration fee plus your uniform. Well, probably what we're going to do for the summer enrollment special is we're going to give you our summer uniform for free if with your enrollment, and we're also going to give you a week's access to one of our summer camps. Going into our back-to-school special, we will give you our fall uniform for free, and we'll also give you a back-to-school starter kit. We'll have backpack, pencils, and maybe a couple of other really cool knickknacks that we brand through Century, because their branding department and the products that they have are fantastic. Going into the holiday special that we do, we'll put together a holiday package and we'll gift wrap each one of those individual packages for the student. I'm thinking something like a Target that they get with their enrollment, the uniform that they get with their enrollment, maybe some cool little knickknacks if they're a girl, maybe a bracelet that I like through the Century catalog, for the boys, maybe a necklace, but a bunch of extra little things that help introduce them not only into our on-the-mat school, but maybe introduce them into being a martial arts enthusiast. Because I'm noticing here in our school, and I'm not sure if it's the same everywhere else, but we had a very high volume of orders through the Century catalog. A lot of people ordered necklaces, bracelets, keychains. I was really surprised at how many people wanted all kinds of different martial arts knickknacks. That shows me that our students are martial arts enthusiasts, and they're proud of it, and they want to show all their friends and their family that they are. So that really excites me, and that shows me that if we give extra little knickknacks like bracelets and so forth with our enrollment specials, we're going to increase their enthusiasm when they actually join. Going on to the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to host perfect attendance pizza parties on the Friday following every testing. Our students really love our parent night outs, our drop-in shops. They're 4 hours long. We have pizza games and prizes. So we're going to do something that's a mini version of that that we're not going to charge for. It's going to be 2 hours long. We're going to do board breaking. We're going to have games, and we're going to have pizza. And it's going to be the Friday after every testing from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, the reason why we're doing this is because we are having a lot of students receive perfect attendance awards. Every single testing, it seems like those numbers are going up, which is fantastic. This last testing I had, I gave out over 40 perfect attendance awards. That's fantastic. One of the reasons why we have perfect attendance at our school is because we do set the parent up from the very beginning. Right after I do my pre-evaluation, before they even start the trial program, and I show them the schedule and their class times, and I say, you pick either session one or session two. Next thing I want to tell you is we do have a mandatory attendance policy, which means that you will have to be here 2 times per week. If you miss a class, there is a makeup class on Saturday. Now, if you're on vacation and you miss a week, that's understandable. Please make sure that you contact us to set up a booster class so that you can make up the skills that you missed. However, if you're inconsistent, which means you miss a class and you don't call in, you're going to get a mark on your card. If you get 3 marks on your card within a testing cycle, your membership will be removed. We set the parents up from the very beginning that we are all about consistency, we're all about attendance, and we're all about delivering that curriculum, and we're all about quality. If you miss class, it affects the quality, it affects the momentum, not only in your training, but in all the other students' training as well. That's why the mandatory attendance policy is such an important policy that we have at our school, and that's why we have so many perfect attendance awards. With that said, I want to keep the momentum going forward, and I'm going to reward all those perfect attendance students with a pizza party the week after testing. So it gives them something even more to look forward to, and of course, you can tell that's going to have a direct reflection on our retention rate. If we have the more perfect attendance we have, the better retention we have. So that's one thing that we're really going to put into our calendar in 2007. Going on to number five, something else we're going to do to help us double our billing volume in 2007 is we're going to run four seasonal contact campaigns during peak dropout times. Now, not just peak dropout times at my school. This is a peak dropout times across the board. Of course, you guys all know, on top of being a member solutions senior consultant, I also own a consulting company called Schumann Concepts and network with over 200 schools on the regular basis on what's working at their school, what isn't working, and all kinds of details. And one thing that I did find out is there is a little bit of a similarity when it comes to dropout times across the board with all of my schools, and not just schools within the United States, schools in Canada, schools in Australia, schools in the UK, and so forth. During these peak dropout times, our contact campaigns will include calling the students, any student who missed class during that month, sending out We Miss You cards to students who are inactive for 1 week or more, and sending good job cards with personal messages to every single active student. So let me go ahead and backtrack for a second and talk about the peak dropout times that I see in most schools across the board. Those peak dropout months are April, which is right after spring break. You know, they take a week off, they get into spring activities such as baseball and so forth, and they tend to take a break around the April time. Another one is June. When schools get out, parents say, oh, he's going to take a break because it's summertime, we're going to travel and so forth. Next peak up dropout time, which some people may raise their eyebrows, but it does make sense, is September. September is one of your number one enrollment months, but it's also one of your number one months when people do take a break because they're back to school, they're trying to get into the swing of things, the fall sports are about to begin, so you start to see dropouts there. And then, of course, obviously in December, a lot of people say December's a very crazy month, and with soccer going on and all these other things going on, he's going to take a break. So those are the peak dropout months. So let me go ahead and rephrase or repeat what I just said that we're going to do for that month. We're going to call every single student who misses a class. Now, I know that a lot of consultants, and I know even myself, I've said that if a student misses class and they don't call, then you should be calling them. Well, we did that gung-ho for a very long time, but after a while, it does get very tedious. And my office manager has so many other things that she's doing that sometimes she doesn't always get into calling those students. So I took it out of her responsibilities because I found that I can utilize her time more effectively in other areas. And she agreed that, okay, I won't call the students if they're gone during the regular months, but in April, if they miss class and they don't call in, I will commit myself to calling that entire month. Same thing in June, same thing in September, same thing in December. That, for me, seems like she can handle that workload more than having to do it on the daily basis, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. It could be very overwhelming. Now, I'm not saying that this will work with every single school because you got to keep in mind that our attendance is fantastic. Of course, like I said, we gave out 40 perfect attendance awards. Therefore, there's not really a lot of calls that she really needs to make. Therefore, I pulled it out of her responsibilities, and our retention is still fantastic. If you are having a hard time with retention, then it may be better for you to be calling your students every single month. So this is just a purely suggestional, and also it's just kind of showing you in comparison the different kind, what different schools are doing. So that's why I wanted to, of course, stress that really quickly. Going on to the other things that we're going to do, like I said, we're going to send out We Miss You cards to the students who are inactive for 1 week or more. I have these really cool We Miss You cards that we send out, and our students really like them. And another thing that we're going to do in April, in June, in September, and December, we're going to send every single student that's active good job cards with personalized messages. Basically, here's how we're going to make it work. Carlos is going to take half of the students. I'm going to take half of the students. Primarily, I'm going to take the half of the classes that I teach the most, and Carlos is going to take the half of the classes he teaches the most. Carlos teaches most of the 3- and 4-year-olds and most of the 10 to 14 and most of the adults. I teach the majority of the 5- and 6-year-old classes and the majority of the 7- and 9-year-old classes. So basically, I'm going to do all the 5 to 9-year-old students. And within that month, I'm just going to break them up in the each week, okay? The first week, I'm going to contact these guys. Second week, I'm going to write to these guys. Third week, I'm going to write to these guys. And then the fourth week, I'm going to write to these guys. That way, it helps me balance them out a little bit more so that I'm not doing them all at one sitting. I think that this is going to be really good for our retention. if four times a year you're getting a personalized postcard for me or Mr. Carlos, I really think that's going to be good for that student's motivation, for their effort, for their enthusiasm, and, of course, most importantly, for our retention. Because, again, my goal for 2007 is to double my billing volume. So not only do I want to do these really good marketing campaigns four times per year, I also want to be doing pizza parties for the students who are coming. I also want to be doing contact campaigns. All that, all works together and will make a big difference in 2007. And hopefully, the end of next year, a year from now, I'll be able to say, hey, guys, I, not only did I beat my goal, but I beat my goal by 25, 30, 45, 50%. We'll see. And if it does work, then that's great. I'm going to show you how. But let's go ahead on to question number three. What are you going to add to the 2007 calendar that you didn't have in 2006? Well, we're going to add marketing deadlines for each campaign, because this year I didn't have deadlines for everything in my campaign, and there were a couple of things that I wanted to get done, but I didn't have deadlines, so they didn't get done. So then after my marketing campaign was finished, I looked back and said, oh, it could have been even better if I would have did this or if I would have sent out that press release. So this year, one thing that I'm really going to commit myself to doing is everything that I set out to do for my marketing campaign, I'm also going to say, and this is when I'm going to get it done. And then I'm going to hold myself accountable for those dates. You know, I'm a senior consultant for Member Solutions, and I consult with Sherman Concept members, but I also have a consulting company who consults with me. I have a personal coach who I talk to once per month, and he really gets on me and says that I need to walk the talk and I need to do all the things that I'm telling you guys to do. And I'm really feeling a lot more confident about myself, about what I'm doing as a school owner, and even what I'm doing as a consultant for my clients that I network with. And one of the main reasons why is because I'm taking my personal coach's suggestions, and one of the things that he said that I need to do is I need to hold myself accountable for everything that I set my goals for, and I need to set deadlines that's really going to help make a big difference. So that's one thing I'm going to do in 2007. Another thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to have statistic due dates every month. There are some times where I don't look at my statistics or projections for 1 month, for 2 months, maybe 3 months, and that's not good. Because there are times where I've consulted with clients and they said, oh, you know, how many students did you enroll last month? Or what is your retention rate? And I go, I don't know, but I need to know your statistics. So I don't want to have that double standard. I really want to commit myself to doing the same thing as I expect from the people that I consult with. So that's something I'm going to add on to the calendar. Another thing that we're going to do is we're going to have makeup testings the following Friday after our regular testing. Because in our particular demographic market, our students like to travel. I also live right by the beach. My school is 10 minutes from St. Pete Beach. We have a lot of families that are into wakeboarding, jet skiing, boating, and so forth, fishing. So they like to get early starts on Saturdays. Not saying that that's an excuse to miss their testing, but I think sometimes my students create this off-the-wall excuse of why they can't test when I really know they're going out boating or they're going fishing. And then it's really inconvenient for me to try to get them to make up. Again, I'm not saying that I'm condoning them to miss testing, but I understand that if there's something that they want to do and they have to pick and choose between testing, if testing's going to cause them frustration, I don't really want to do that. I want to be able to service my customers because customer service is one key part of marketing. Therefore, the following Friday from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, is going to be open space for students who miss testing on Saturday. Of course, there's going to be an additional $25 fee to do so, and I'm not going to make it an option. I'm going to tell them this is a last resort. So if you can't make testing because you're going to be out of town or because you are sick or because you have this annual family reunion that you absolutely can't miss, well, then we'll have these time slots. Hopefully it will work. I don't know. We'll see if it's going to work. I think it is. I think the parents will appreciate the fact that I do give them another alternative to the testing time slot between 4 and 6 on that Friday. There is an additional $25 fee. Because on the following Friday of testing, we don't have classes on Friday or Saturday because that whole week is fun week. So from 4 to 6 will be our makeup testing, open makeup testing time slots that you can come in, and then immediately after that will be our perfect attendance pizza party. So I'm going to try it out, see how it works. Hopefully it's going to work fantastic. If it is, I'll let you guys know. I almost lost my spot. Let me go head back. What else am I going to add on for 2007? The other thing we're going to really do is we're going to step it up as far as picture days, because we haven't done one at our school, and our students keep asking us. And one reason why we haven't done it is because I haven't put it in the calendar. So next year I'm going to make sure that I have three different picture days at our school, spring, summer, and winter. Actually, on my calendar, I can tell you officially the months. April, July, and November are going to be the months that we do our picture days on, where we'll have a photographer come in and do those great pictures. I think that's something that's very, very important. I think it contributes to retention for them to take those pictures and share them with their friends and family, so that will be on my calendar in 2007. And then the other thing that I'm going to do in 2007 that I haven't done in my school is character lessons of the month. We do talk about character lessons. I think that character lessons are very important, but I haven't really committed myself to doing them. When I do my mat chats, most of my mat chats are primarily targeted towards the goal for the class, which is their skill or their curriculum. So something that I'm going to add in 2007 is we'll have the character lesson of the month. We'll have a nice banner hanging at the front of our school so that the parents and the students see. We'll have age-appropriate mat chats for each particular age group that are week specific. So in week one, we're going to talk about this portion of the character lesson. Week two, we'll do this. Week three, we'll do that. And another thing that we're doing is I just hired on my creative director full-time, is we're also going to have character lesson activities for our students to take home too, such as coloring sheets, mazes, puzzles, word searches. So every week related towards that character lesson, we'll either have a coloring sheet, a word search, a puzzle, or a maze that we hand out to each and every one of our students that they can take home, they can color, and they can hang on the refrigerator. I think it just will support our overall unique selling point that we have in our school, which is that our school is age-appropriate and we target their stage of development, not just physically, not just intellectually, but also emotionally and socially, which is where I think character lessons fall most importantly, is in the emotional category and the social category. So if we want to maintain that USP in our particular market, we need to make sure that we're providing those services. So that is something that we're really going to focus on in 2007. Going on to question number four, what are we not going to do in 2007 that we did in 2006? Well, a couple of things. For starters, the way I ran my calendar, and I don't know why I missed this, but I had testing on Memorial Day weekend, and then I had testing on Labor Day weekend. So we had a lot of students who miss, and a lot of students who, of course, see the value in testing, so they rearrange their travel schedule so that they can be here for testing, and that's not good customer service. So this year, looking on my calendar, of course, ironically enough, testing was supposed to fall on Memorial Day. What we did is we extended our testing for another week, so that that week will be review week, and then testing is the following week, and then the same thing on Labor Day. So we will never, ever let testings fall on holiday weekends. I'm sure that nobody else has had testings on holiday weekends, at least not many of us. Most of us are smart enough not to. I don't know how I missed it, but I did. So that's something that I won't have. Another thing that we're going to not do in 2007 that I was a little bit lenient on in 2006 is let buddies take class during regular curriculum classes. As you guys know, the week after testing at my school is fun week. That week is a week where we take a break from the curriculum. You just tested. You just got your new belt. Let's take a break from the curriculum this week. We're going to play some games. We're going to have some prizes. We're going to let you bring your friends in, and they can take class. Of course, if your friend wants to come in and take class, they need to get one of these fun week tickets to have admission to the class, because we have a limited amount of students that can participate in each particular class. And also, fun week is also an opportunity for parents. If they don't want to come to class, that's okay, too. Because we know what it's like for parents to have so many different duties and responsibilities. And some parents appreciate the fact that the week after testing, they can take a break. They don't have to bring their kid to class that week. Gives them an opportunity to get some other things done. And then the minute the following week comes around, boom, they're back in the game. So we're not going to let buddies just come and take class at, you know, in between those testing weeks. So if, you know, for example, today we're covering teamwork. So if a student comes in and he has a friend with him and he says, hey, can Johnny take class? So many times on such a pushover, I'll say, yeah, he could take class. For a while there, I stuck to my guns, and it worked. I'm definitely sticking to my guns in 2007. No, you can't, because we have to focus on our curriculum, and having non-students on the floor takes that attention away. It slows the rest of the class down, and we are all about results in our class. So one thing I'm not going to do in 2007 that I did in 2006 is allow buddies to take classes here and there. On that same note, the other thing that we are going to do in 2007 that we really started enforcing at the end of 2006 is the policy that no child or no student under the age of 18 can participate in class without a parent, a legal parent or guardian present. I'm doing this for one of many reasons. The main reason I'm doing it for is for safety reasons. I had a birthday party where a parent dropped off a little girl. We were playing dodgeball. She was running. She got hit right in the eye with a dodgeball. Of course, there was no serious injury, thank goodness, to her. But she flipped out. She was screaming. She was crying. She was drooling. And her parents weren't here. And I picked her up. I brought her off the floor. Carlos tried to run the birthday party. All the other parents kind of didn't really know what to do. And it was just a mess. And I don't ever want that to happen again. So therefore, I'm not going to allow students who do not have a parent present to participate in our classes for that reason especially. Because if you get hurt and your parent's not here, it's not that I don't know what to do, but it's that comfortability factor that the child needs to have that parent present should an accident happen. Even a minor accident, like this girl getting hit in the eye with a dodgeball, it turned out to be a catastrophe because the parent wasn't present, and I never want to do that again. Another reason why I want parents present is because I have found that during our fun weeks and during some of our birthday parties that we did at the beginning of 2006, the students who didn't have parents here were the students who acted up more because their parents weren't here. So they were a little bit more ornery. They were a little bit more unfocused because their parents weren't watching them, and that can lead to injuries, and that can lead to possible problems and safety concerns. Therefore, the parent needs to be present so that that child maintains good behavior, and if they don't maintain good behavior, it's very easy for me to transition them from the floor to sit into their parents' lap. And, of course, the third reason why I want the parent to be here is because I want them to see the value that we establish in our school. That way, if they're interested in joining our school, we can do it right away. So many times that we had a student who's come to a fun week or a buddy day, and they really liked it. Their mom gets here. They ask their mom if they can join. The mom says no. Mainly because the mom wasn't here, so the mom didn't see how much fun they had, and the mom didn't see our personalities and the value of our program. And that's not fair to the kid either. So one thing we are going to do in 2007 that's mandatory is all of our birthday parties, all of our fun weeks, all of our special events, parent must be present. Also, of course, keeping in mind that, you know, the exceptions would be our summer camps because, of course, parent can't be here all day. But that'll give you at least something to think about for your 2007 calendar for question number four. Let's go ahead on to question number five. What do you think would be the biggest innovation that martial arts schools make in 2007? Well, I think the biggest innovation will be a school makeover department. I'm starting to see a significant amount of people come to me asking me a lot about branding, the appearance of the school, and really doing new innovative things that give their school an edge compared to the competition. So let's go ahead and cover those in a brief detail, and then we're going to open it up for any questions that you have. Number one, branding. Branding includes building a school's identity and marketing presence. A lot of schools are now starting to see the value of cutting-edge logos and what their logos represent. For example, at my school, Automat Martial Arts, we brand as much stuff as we can, from our pencils to our brochures to our marketing pieces. We have the Automat Martial Arts logo across one of our main walls. We have our on-the-mats flag hanging on our wall. Even our doormats have the on-the-mat martial arts logo on it. Both of my vehicles have the on-the-mat martial arts logo on it. I just bought a brand-new vehicle that I'm going to get the skin covered all the way over the whole vehicle. I think that's going to be fantastic. We're getting vinyl decals that we're going to give to our students to put on their vehicles. We have a slogan at our school, and we kind of snuck the slogan from the Got Milk campaign, and our slogan is Got Kicks on the front, just like Got Milk, and then on the back it has our logo. And the reason why we were definitely going to pursue this and push forward with this is because everybody knows all the Met martial arts here in our community now. If I'm out and somebody says, oh, what do you do? And I say, I'm a martial arts instructor, and they say, what school? And I say, I'm Met martial arts. 9 times out of 10, they say, oh, I've heard about that school. Or when people walk into our school, they say, oh, I've seen your shirts before. Or when I have new students or new student people fill out new student waivers and they say, how did you hear about us? They're not just saying, well, I heard about you from our direct mail or I looked you up on the Internet or saw you in a phone book. They're circling 4 or 5 things. I've heard about you from this person. I saw you at a demonstration. I've seen your vehicle. I've seen your T-shirts. I got your direct mail piece, and finally I decided that I need to check it out. That's what we have done in our community. We've only been here, not even 2 years. Our 2-year birthday party is in March 2007. So branding, 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 branding. That's very important. I highly recommend that everybody really take a look at how they can brand their image in their particular market. Now, of course, branding does not just limit you to your logo and your slogan. Branding is also about establishing a value for your school. When you think about on-demand martial arts, you don't just think about XYZ martial arts school. You think about a cutting-edge martial arts school. You've heard the school is beautiful. They have age-appropriate classes. Their instructors are dynamic. Their staff is friendly. They put together some of the best parties in the area as far as birthday parties, as far as their school's one-year birthday party, as far as their school picnics, their bowling days. Everything on-demand martial arts does is all about quality. It's all about fun, and it's all about cutting-edge innovations. We really established that presence. If you need more information on that, there is a report in the Member Solutions Archives on it. I also covered that in a teleconference not too long ago. And, of course, if you want even further information, again, that's when you book your 20-minute consultation with me, and I'll take you through step-by-step on how to make it work. Going on to the next thing that I think that people really jump on board on is the appearance of the school. A lot of schools, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that there's anything terrible about having the same look in your school that you've had 10 years ago, but I think that schools that I've worked with, I'm working with one particular school right now, a really good friend of mine in Ocala, and he came over to my school a couple of times, and I really pushed him on giving his school a makeover. And then I actually went over there last month and taught at his Buddy Day extravaganza, and he redid his logo, he repainted his school, he recarpeted his school, he redid his bathrooms. And when I went over there and I asked a couple of the parents, what do you think about all the innovations that they're doing, all the parents were appreciative and impressed, and they said, oh, it's great. Not only the parents, but the school owner himself has said, oh, it feels really good to come into a new, a school. It's almost like it's like brand new. It's just like, we all know what it feels like to put a brand new uniform on, to put a brand new pair of shoes, to drive a brand new car, to live in a brand new home. Just the newness really gives you a new sense of motivation. And I think that if you are a school who has been in your same building for, let's say, 10 years or more, and you haven't painted your school, you haven't changed your mats or your equipment or your carpet or your restrooms, I recommend that that's something that you do in 2007. I guarantee you that it's going to do nothing but good things for you. It's going to motivate you. It's going to make you feel really good about yourself. But also, it's a good customer service tool for your members. It's going to motivate your members. And it may even give you that extra little push that you need to set up your next marketing campaign. So when you promote your school, you're going to say, not only have we been here in the community, but we have a fresh, new, clean facility. Everything has been updated, and it's all cutting edge. I mean, there's really so many different exciting things that you can do for your school if you focus on your appearance in 2007. So keep that in mind. And, of course, the final thought for 2007 that I think a lot of schoolers are doing is finding an edge. What makes your school so special compared to the other schools in the area? Or, for that matter, compared to any other sports or activity in your particular area? That is your edge. And if you don't have an edge, I think you're going to find one. Because having an edge is really what makes schools successful. and I'm starting to do a lot of consultations, and I'm starting to get a significant amount of new Schumann Concept members in the last few months. And I think the reason why I'm getting a lot of new members is because a lot of people are starting to say, okay, we've been in this industry. We know that martial arts is here to stay for a long time. Now what I need to do is I need to figure out the formula that's going to make my business successful. And in order to find that formula, I need to seek out professionals that are going to help me identify my edge. And it's true. That's what a lot of schools are doing. Our edge is our age-specific curriculums, because we're the only school in the area that breaks up our students by ages. And our other edge is the overall experience and atmosphere that you have, that you gain at our school, which is going to be one of our new slogans next year, is the OTM, On the Mat Martial Arts Experience. What's the difference between us and XYZ school and ABC school down the road? It's the overall experience that you gain from being here. It's the clean atmosphere. It's the professional customer service that you get. It's the friendly staff and the friendly people. It's the cutting-edge age-specific curriculums that generate results. There's so many things that I can list out that makes our school stand out compared to everybody else. Sounds like I'm bragging in a sense, but it also sounds like I'm very passionate about what we do and passionate about what our business provides for our community. So those are things that a lot of schools are going to jump onto. Branding, making a presence in their community with cutting-edge logos, and also what those logos and what that branding represents. Number two, the overall appearance of the school. And number three, the overall edge that your school provides. Those are all things that across the board in 2007 you're going to see a lot of from martial arts schools. And if you need help, of course, again, that's what I'm here for. As your Member Solutions Senior Consultant, book a 20-minute consultation, send me an email. We also have a lot of other fantastic consultants with Renshi Alley. You got Kathy Marler. You got Dr. Silverman. Set up a 20-minute consultation. Talk with one of us. Talk with all of us. Get a lot of different ideas and opinions. Make sure you educate yourself. I guarantee you will experience a lot of success in 2007 if you take heed to our advice and try to put together and try to implement as many ideas as you possibly can. So with that said, let's go ahead and, Joanne, if you could take it off of lecture mode, and we'll open it up to all of you listeners. If you have any questions in regards to what's the number one thing you've done this year, what is the number one goal for 2007, what are you going to do in 2007 that you didn't do in 2006, what are you not going to do in 2007 that you didn't do in 2006, and also, of course, what I think the number one goal of all schools in 2007 is going to be,